My name is Hanna Bendikovsky. I'm from Jerusalem.
And why are you here?
Why I'm here? I was invited about a month ago by Father David Neuhaus and the Custos of the Holy Land, Pier Battista Pizzaballa, to work with the Radio of the Vatican, with the request of Father Lombardi, to make a website in Hebrew reporting about the Synod. But the question is why the Radio of the Vatican needs a website in Hebrew. It is the first time ever. It's not only for the Hebrew-speaking community, which Father David Neuhaus is responsible and he's vicar of the Hebrew-speaking community in the Latin Patriarchate of Jerusalem. This is a very small community and they have their own website with the reports about the Synod. The idea was that the Israeli public would be able to be informed about what's happening in the Catholic Church, especially with an issue that so much relates to the Middle East, the Synod of the Bishop that deals with problems that relate to the Middle East. I think it's also connected to the fact that in the past, things that happened in the Vatican, in the Catholic Church, and reported in maybe not the right way,
right,
to the Israeli audience, by the journalists, by the media, were misinterpreted by the Israelis. And as the relations between the Jews and the Christians, especially with the Catholic Church, are so sensitive, and they're just being built and created since Second Vatican Council, I think it was very important for the Catholic Church to make sure that this time the reports would be right, they would come from the church in Hebrew, that there wouldn't be misunderstanding, mistranslations,
okay,
misinterpretation of the events, and the Israeli would be able to understand what's happening in the Catholic Church.
So it's a linguistic job you're doing. You're making sure that the language is correct. And
it's not at all linguistic. It's a cultural or a mediator culturally, because it's the language of the Catholic Church and the way of speaking and the terminology of the Catholic Church have to be transformed into not only the Hebrew language, but the Israeli way of thinking. So even in the Instrumentum Laboris, which is the basic text that the Synod was working on, there are certain parts that I was sitting for hours trying to think how to translate it, that the Israelis would understand the real meaning of the words, not just the language, because you can put it in Google Translation and get the right translation, but to understand the meaning of the concept, the meaning of the ideas, the meaning of the problem.
Is it possible?
It's a lot of work. I'm not sure I did excellent or the best work, but I think it's a first step for understanding, to create understanding between the Catholic Church and the Israelis.
I think it's very illuminated of Vatican Radio to have you in this occasion. It seems so obvious and it's never happened before. It should happen in every event that there's someone who understands exactly and who can, not only, as you say, translate, but communicate deep down the message. So far, are you attending all the synod sessions? What do you do exactly?
Yeah, I sit in all the synod sessions, which is fascinating for me, because I do know about the problems of the churches in the Middle East, but to get into details and to hear bishops from countries that I would never be able to talk to, from Iraq and from Syria and Lebanon.
Which is so different, yes.
And to hear about their problems and to hear about the difficulties, I learn a lot about the Catholic Church from this synod. And it's a great experience to meet all these bishops and talk to them and discuss with them different issues. And then when the assembly meetings are finished, I run to the computer and try to write some articles. I don't know how many people read them, actually. I know that my mother read it and she was very excited.
So you write articles on what you've been...
Yeah, I write short articles. I translated some of the of the speeches. And
where are the articles? Where are they published?
In the website
on
the Synod.
Website.
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, okay.
In the website of the Synod, there are six languages. The four official languages of the Synod, plus Armenian and Hebrew. Now, this is the only language that does not target to Catholics.
You write in
And
Hebrew.
I do all the Hebrew.
You write in Hebrew.
I also wrote the layout. And I prepared everything. So everything there is mine. And actually, there's no one else who read Hebrew in the Radio Vatican, so I can write whatever
totally.
I want. In the first few days, we're just dealing with putting the dot at the end of the sentence, not at the beginning. But now I think things are working well, and I think they're all very excited to have the Hebrew. I think it's very meaningful, even if no one still read that.
Will these be picked up, I presume, by Israelis, by Jews in Israel?
The idea is,
by the press, I imagine.
The Israeli press is not very interested in what's happening in the Synod. I met yesterday a journalist from one of the most important journals in Israel, and she told me that she discovered a website in Hebrew. So I was very excited. And she wrote an article today in the Israeli newspaper, and she mentioned that there is a Hebrew website. So I think it's not the content. I think the message. It's a very strong message to the Israeli audience, and I hope the Israelis would understand the message and would accept the message. And I think that would be my mission, and maybe some other people who work in Israel from the church, to use this message and repeat that, to show the Israelis, we want you to be closer to the church, not to evangelize you, just to know that we care about you as an elder sister or a sister religion. Something that the Jews do not realize yet, although they know about Nostra Aetate, but still they don't trust the church. And we have our reasons, but the church has to win the confidence of the Israelis, and that's one of the ways.